Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says budgetary allocation for tribal communities saw a five-fold increase under BJP rule. Prime Minister asks YouTubers and other content creators to inspire people in the country to make digital payments and promote use of local products. CBI registers preliminary inquiry into alleged irregularities in construction of new official residence of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. Eid Milad un Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Hazrat Muhammad, been celebrated today. And in Asian Games at Hangzhou, India bags gold in the men's 10-meter air pistol team event of shooting. Roshibina Devi Nauram clinches silver medal in the women's 60-kilogram category in Wushu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is committed to the upliftment of tribal people in the country. Mr. Modi said the budgetary allocation for the tribal communities saw a five-fold increase under the BJP rule. The Prime Minister was addressing a public rally after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for various development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees at Bodeli in Chota Udaipur district in Gujarat yesterday. Prime Minister Modi said government is ensuring that the poorest of the poor in this country will get the basic amenities, including house, piped water, electricity and education. He said his government is focusing on strengthening infrastructure for education and skill development of the youths in the tribal regions. Over 14,000 PM Shri schools have been set up in the country to provide good quality education to the students. Mr. Modi also appreciated various initiatives taken by the Gujarat government, including the Vidya Samiksha Kendra, to improve the education quality in the country. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone of the Vidya Samiksha Kendra 2.0 project, which will lead to the establishment of Vidya Samiksha Kendras in all districts and blocks of the state.
Vidya Samiksha Kendra, Gujarat ke 54,000 se jyada schoolon se 4.5 lakh se jyada shikshak aur 1.5 crore se jyada vidyarthiyon ki ek jeeti jaagti urja ka taakat ka kendra ban gaya hai. Is kendra ko artificial intelligence, machine learning, big data analysis aisi aadhunik suvidha se susajjit kiya gaya hai.
During the program, the Prime Minister dedicated to the nation multiple development projects, including a water supply project in Dahod and a village Wi-Fi project across 7,500 villages across Gujarat. He also virtually laid the foundation stone for the 10-kilowatt FM radio studio station and dedicated a new Navoday Vidyalaya in Dahod. The Prime Minister addressed the Nari Shakti Bandhan Abhibadan program organized by the state BJP at Vadodara to commend the Union Government for the passage of the historic Women Reservation Bill in the Parliament. Prime Minister Modi also addressed the YouTube FanFest India 2023 virtually last evening. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi observed the impact of content creators on the people of the country. He highlighted the opportunity to make this impact more effective and asserted that together they can bring transformation in the lives of a vast population in India. Speaking on topics that are connected with the mass movements, the Prime Minister first mentioned Swachh Bharat.
Hum ek saath milkar kitne hi logon ko aur sashakt kar sakte hain, empower kar sakte hain. Pichle 9 saalon mein Swachh Bharat ek bada abhiyan bana. Sabhi ne apna yogdan diya. बच्चों ने इसमें भारत के कोने कोने में एक मिशन बना दिया और आप यूट्यूबर्स ने क्लीनलीनेस को और कूल बना दिया.
The Prime Minister, however, said that they do not have to stop here. He said till the time cleanliness does not become India's identity, the nation will not stop. Talking about digital payments, Mr. Modi said that due to the success of UPI, India today has a 46% share in digital payments of the world. He said YouTubers should inspire more and more people in the country to make digital payments and teach them to make digital payments in simple language through the videos.
Desh ke jyada se jyada logon ko digital payment ke liye prerit kare. अपने वीडियोज के माध्यम से आसान भाषा में उन्हें डिजिटल पेमेंट करना सिखाएं।
Speaking about Vocal for Local, the Prime Minister said that in India, so many products are made at the local level and the skill of the local artisans is amazing. Mr. Modi said the YouTubers should inspire people to buy product that has the fragrance of the soil, which has the sweat of a labourer or artisan of the country, whether it be khadi, handicrafts, handloom or anything else.
Hamare desh mein sthaniya star par, local level par, itne sare product bante hain. हमारे स्थानीय कारीगरों की स्किल लाजवाब होती है, इन्हें भी आप अपने काम के जरिए प्रमोट कर सकते हैं, भारत के लोकल को ग्लोबल बनाने में मदद कर सकते हैं।
Principal Secretary to Prime Minister Dr. P.K. Mishra reviewed the follow-up on the outcome of G20 summit in a high-level meeting with G20 Sherpa Amitabh Kant, Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra, and Secretary Department of Economic Affairs Ajay Seth yesterday. Dr. Mishra asked officials to prepare for the G20 virtual summit, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi during the G20 Leaders Summit in New Delhi earlier this month. Mr. Modi had announced for holding G20 virtual summit in November. Brazil will take over the G20 presidency from India in December. Mr. Mishra said G20 summit was not a one-time affair, and the Indian presidency has delivered solid outcomes which have been followed up and monitored closely. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has initiated a preliminary inquiry into alleged irregularities in the construction of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's new residence in Civil Lines. According to a CBI official, the inquiry was initiated against unknown public servants of the Government of Delhi and some private persons. The Chief Minister has not been named in it. The official said if the inquiry reveals sufficient details, the agency will register a regular case. The CBI has also asked the Public Works Department, PWD, to give details of the payments made to the contractor under several subheads. Besides this, the CBI has also asked for certified copies of the approval of the renovation, recommendations made by PWD officers on the additions and alterations, and the approved building plan. In Punjab, the authorities are gearing up to stop stubble burning in view of the onset of paddy harvesting season in a few days. The Commission for Air Quality Management in NCR and adjoining areas recently reviewed the preparedness of the state government in this regard. The Commission asked for detailed mapping of the available crop residue management machines and the optimal utilization and availability, particularly for small and marginal farmers. The Deputy Commissioners of various districts assured that mechanisms are in place towards management of straw in the respective districts, and the state government plans application of biodecomposer in 8,000 acres of paddy area. Our correspondent has the details.
The scheme envisages reducing the incidence of paddy stubble burning by at least 50% in the current season as compared to last year. According to the plan, efforts will be made to eliminate cases of stubble burning in Hoshiarpur, Malerkotla, Pathankot, Roopnagar, Sahibzada Ajit Singh Nagar and Shaheed Bhagat Singh Nagar districts. The total area under paddy in the state is around 31 lakh hectares and about 20 million tons of stubble is expected. Efforts will be made to utilize the stubble in various industrial and energy production projects as well as in large quantities for animal feed. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Eid Milad un Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Hazrat Muhammad, has been celebrated with religious fervor in various parts of the country today. Milad, Mehfils and Sirat conferences will be held highlighting the life and teachings of Prophet Muhammad. Milad processions have been organized to mark the occasion. In the national capital Delhi, the main procession will be taken out in the walled city, which will culminate at Jama Masjid after passing through the traditional route. Elaborate security arrangements have been made for the occasion. The Maharashtra government has declared a public holiday tomorrow in observance of Eid-e-Milad. The decision comes in the wake of both Anant Chaturdashi, which marks the end of the 10-day Ganesh festival, and Eid-e-Milad falling on the same day. We have a report.
In a unique initiative for peace and brotherhood, the Muslim community in Maharashtra has postponed Eid-e-Milad procession by a day to ensure arrangements for the Ganesh Visarjan processions scheduled today for Anant Chaturdashi, the last day of Hindu Ganeshotsav. Due to this, Eid will be celebrated in Maharashtra tomorrow on Friday 29th September. Meanwhile, all the districts and city administrations in the state have made elaborate arrangements for the immersion processions of Lord Ganesh and to effectively manage the security situation. Many municipal bodies have called upon public Ganeshotsav mandals to end the immersion procession by 12 midnight. Also, the mandals have been asked to use only traditional instruments during the procession. Keeping in mind the environmental balance, a ban has been imposed at many places on immersing idols in river water. In Mumbai, police forces have been deployed in large numbers at 73 major immersion sites and key locations. To control the huge crowd at major beaches, the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation has requested Mumbaikars to opt for eco-friendly immersion at their home or at artificial lakes in their localities. Nivedita, Akashvani Samachar, Mumbai.
President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have greeted people on Eid-e-Milad. In a message, President Murmu said, Prophet Muhammad has given the message of peace and love to the world, and his teachings inspire us to live with harmony and brotherhood. He called upon people to remember his ideals and work together for the welfare of humanity. Greeting people, Vice President Dhankar said, the Holy Prophet's teachings exemplify compassion, tolerance and universal brotherhood. In Telangana, immersion of Ganesh idols has begun, marking the conclusion of Ganesh festival. The Shobha Yatra of the renowned Khairtabad Ganesh idol was held with pomp and gaiety this morning amidst chanting of Ganpati Bappa Moria by devotees. The Ganesh Shobha Yatra from Balapur to Tank Bandh will commence later this morning and travel through the old city. Tight security arrangements have been made for the Yatra. Immersion of Ganesh idols is underway in other parts of Telangana as well. In the ongoing Asian Games at Hangzhou in China, India continued its medal rush on day 5 as the country clinched a gold medal in the men's 10-meter air pistol team event of shooting. The team, which consisted of Sarabjit Singh, Arjun Singh Chima, Shiva Narwal, staged an incredible comeback to bag the top spot. Roshibina Devi Nauram won a silver medal in the women's 60-kilogram category in Wushu. She lost to China's Xiao Wei Wu in the final. With this, the country's overall medal tally has risen to 24, comprising 6 gold, 8 silver and 10 bronze medals. Yesterday on day 4, India had bagged 8 medals, adding 2 gold, 3 silver and 3 bronze to its kitty. In cricket, Australia registered a 66-run victory over India in the third and final one-day international at Rajkot last night. Chasing a massive target of 353 runs to win, India were restricted to 286 in 49.4 overs by the visitors. India, however, won the three-match series 2-1. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Abhishek. Prime Minister at Gujarat's Chota Udaipur laying the foundation stone of various projects is covered by the papers. The Asian Age quotes PM Narendra Modi as saying, India will soon emerge as global growth engine. The Times of India quoting the External Affairs Minister S. J. Shankar writes, separatism, crime and terror all mixed up in Canada. While the Tribune quoting him on Niger's murder says, extrajudicial killings abroad, not Government of India's policy. NIA tightens noose on Khalistanis, leads the pioneer. NIA cracks whip on growing nexus of terrorists, gangsters, states the Tribune. Pakistan cricket team arrives in India after 7 years for the ODI World Cup beginning 5th of October, informs the Indian Express. And finally, Malayalam film titled 2018, Everyone is a Hero, that chronicled stories behind the 2018 Kerala flood is India's pick for the Oscars, reports Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says budgetary allocation for tribal communities saw a fivefold increase under BJP rule. Prime Minister asks YouTubers and other content creators to inspire people in the country to make digital payments and promote use of local products. CBI registers preliminary inquiry into alleged irregularities in construction of new official residence of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. Eid Milad-un-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Hazrat Muhammad, been celebrated today. And in Asian Games at Hangzhou, India bags gold in the men's 10-meter air pistol team event of shooting. Roshibina Devi Nauram clinches silver medal in the women's 60-kilogram category in Wushu. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.